This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Back in the Kirkwood Studios, it is the Hollywood Casino Press Box on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. We go out to the Maryville University listener lines where the home loan expert, Ryan Kelly, is right now. Ryan, what is up today?
Oh, man, it's kind of a brutal day after last night's game, but we'll get over that, and we're going to finish off the series just fine, I'll tell you. And we're back to doing mortgages. That's what we do best here at the office. You know, you can get pre-approved for a refinance or a home purchase in 5 minutes at thehomeloanexpert.com. That's right, 5 minutes. Maybe you've been sitting on the fence thinking about buying a house this weekend or next weekend or this summer at any point. Let's get you pre-approved. Get a leg up on the competition. Or maybe you want to refi. Pay off those credit cards. Get some cash out. Did you know at the Home Loan Expert Office, you get to pick your own term. You want a 27-year mortgage? I got you. 17-year mortgage? No problem. 5 minutes is all it takes to get pre-approved at thehomeloanexpert.com. Boys, have a great day. Let's go Blues.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. That's Ryan Kelly, thehomeloanexpert.com.
He's right. Let's go Blues.
He's,
get it, pick it
back. He's energetic
up
today.
Absolutely. Well, everybody's got a you got knocked down a little bit. Guess what? You get to jump back up and start fighting again.
Blues dropped game one to the Bruins 4-2 last night. Game two is tomorrow night down in Boston. But switching gears for just a moment, maybe it was a good thing the Cardinals were had a scheduled off day on Memorial Day. We were able to enjoy it leading up to the Blues game last night.
They're in great shape. Dropping
yet another series, this one to the Atlanta Braves, blowing a 3-0 ninth inning lead Sunday night. And Jim, they're just finding new ways to lose.
They definitely are. You know, here's the thing. They are so lucky, by the way, the Blues are the story right now. It would be doom and gloom in this entire city, one, if the Blues are not playing and the Cardinals just continue to spiral out of control right now. This is a brutal stretch in the month of May, and you're right about finding a new way to lose on Sunday night. Look, there are times when the manager presses the buttons. You go, okay, that's where you want it. That's where you want Hicks to do, and they fail. But when they fail, when everything else is failing around them, it just feels that much worse. Maybe for me, the most, but one thing that is kind of alarming right now, Carlos is back, and Carlos struggled on his two times out. He doesn't look like he's ready to go yet and be a dominant force. And if he's not, that's a little concerning for me. I'm just speaking of Carlos Martinez out of that bullpen. Maybe he's not the guy you want in the eighth inning. Maybe he's going to have to start in the sixth inning right now and try and get outs for you.
And I'm always the wet blanket when it comes to the Cardinals. But I think this team is closer to being that team what they were in April than what they are currently. This is an extremely bad stretch. But overall, the roster on paper, like the Blues this year, you know, you hit December, you go, how is this team in last place? When you look at the roster and, you know, all the high hope for the season to come, I think they'll turn it around, but you're almost getting a situation where you put yourself in such a hole that you need a really nice June and July to make up for it. And I have high hopes. It's early on in the season, like Klabe said. Nothing really starts till Flag Day for baseball. I'm not of that sentiment, but I there's plenty of time to turn around. It's a tough stretch of baseball to watch, man. It's rough.
Cardinals are two games out of last place in the National League Central as we sit right now. I believe the commission had the note over the weekend, barring consecutive wins over the next four days, it will be their first month without two straight wins since 1903, I believe, was the note that the commission had.
Oh, my goodness.
In his gamer over the weekend. It is maybe the most bizarre month I've seen a Cardinal team have.
And I'll throw out another number from this week because I know you like numbers. The right move, and we talked about it on 590 Baseball on Friday, was to put Fowler at the top of the lineup. Over the weekend, 0 for 10 with 5 strikeouts.
It's the spot.
It's just that was the right move. I think everybody agreed. You got to move Carpenter back out of there for a weekend, see how it goes, and then Fowler just was brutal. And now you're going on the road. This has the potential to be a really bad week. You get the first-place Phillies out in Philadelphia, who are a game and a half ahead of the Braves, who you lost 2-3, 2 out of 3 against this weekend. And then you're getting the Cubs coming back here. to Busch Stadium over the weekend for the first time. And your starters for next weekend will be Michaelis, Flaherty, and Wainwright. I'll also throw out Wainwright tonight, Cabrera, and then Dakota Hudson in the series against Philly. And Genesis Cabrera is going to get that start on Wednesday. Rookie, first start, left-hander, in a bandbox against a very good Phillies lineup. That has a recipe for disaster already before you even get to it.
It almost seems like they could be swept if they lose tonight. I'm not sure how much faith you have in Genesis Cabrera going on Wednesday, and then Dakota Hudson has not fared well on the road at all this season in the area above .500 away from Busch Stadium, and it's even more so in hitters' ballparks on the road. He has fared very poorly.
Philadelphia is not a place where you want a young pitcher to get his first start against that lineup right now. Waino's got to be he's got to be the man tonight, and he's got to try and find a way to get six innings. Doesn't that sound terrible? But you really, I know you get the day off, but you really would like to get six innings out of him as a starter, and that's a roll of the dice right now to get his starter to go beyond six any night for sure. So this could be a really rough week for the Cardinals. They are so lucky the Blues are playing in the Stanley Cup, because nobody will know what took place until after the Stanley Cup final is over.
Yeah, but eventually it will be over, and they're going to have to find a way to fix some of their many problems, because this is not the team that they anticipated heading into the season that they would be.
Well, yeah. Again, if Carmart is not Carmart in that bullpen, now what are you going to do? You were sold on that. Hicks, and here's the thing with Jordan Hicks, and I said this about him at the end of the season last year. For a guy who throws 102, 103, he's not nearly as dominant as you would think. And you go, well, I really believe that. Aroldis Chapman is dominant, and he's throwing over 100 every night. Hicks should be closer to Aroldis Chapman rather than a guy who's walking batters and giving up hits. Who was it the other night? Was it Saturday night when he pitched? He got out of the game. He got the save. And I'm trying to remember who it was for the Braves. Was it Freeman? Somebody batted against him in the night and just teed off on one of his.
That would have been Sunday. He doubled to lead off the ninth inning.
Was it Markakis? Yeah, was it somebody, was a veteran who said, hey, you got 103. I don't care. I'm just going to tattoo it and turn it around. Nobody should tattoo 103-mile-an-hour fastball.
I will chalk up, at least for Hicks, not trying to excuse it, but I'll chalk up part of Sunday night to just a lack of use. And a side effect of this really bad month has been you haven't had many save opportunities to use them.
True.
And he also had a rough game against the Texas Rangers a couple weeks ago. That was when they probably overextended him a little bit. But when you're either blowing teams out and you're few wins this month, and in the other games you're losing, that does kind of cause arms to, you know, they lose that competitive recognition a little bit. When they're put back into games, they have to try to feel their way out of it, and Hicks just couldn't do that on Sunday night.
Three hits, a walk, didn't record an out. And then, by the way, you lose the game in the 10th inning on a bases loaded walk by Webb.
Yes. Now, I will say it is on Mike Schilt to recognize that and maybe pull him a little bit sooner. I am curious, why not keep running with John Brebbia in that game on Sunday night? I know there might be splits suggesting that Freeman not as good against lefties, but I mean, I trust John Brebbia against Freeman more than I do Tyler Webb.
Yeah, you're right. Sometimes that lefty, lefty, righty, righty thing gets overblown. Brebbia's been one of your best. The other guy has been Gant, who's just been lights out. I'm almost to the point, give Gant more chances late as opposed to, and I don't care if he's going against lefties or righties. He's getting guys out and start using Gant later in games and more high-pressure situations rather than, you got to try something different. I don't know how else to put it. What they're doing isn't working, but then when there are times like the Fowler situation or when Hicks gets his chance, when they fail, it just snowballs. And this, how about the team meeting thing on Tuesday or Saturday? That's always an alarming thing.
Yes.
I forgot to mention that. When you have team meetings, that's because things aren't going well, and that means things need to be aired out. I thought this was the management group, and including the manager and his staff, that was so good about communication. Why was it necessary to have a team meeting already in the month of May when apparently the communication's been so good with this group? That's a little alarming for me right now as well.
Cardinals in Philadelphia this week. They return home to face the Cubs, who are right now engaged in a very intriguing series against the Houston Astros. We'll see if the Cardinals can try to right in the ship before May ends. As we head into June, we will head into a break, at which point Charlie Marlowe will be joining us here inside the studios. Before we go to break, though, I want to talk about Dr. Michael Jones, 1-855-260-EYES. Dr. Michael Jones is a board-certified ophthalmologist, also an assistant professor at St. Louis University. He's a guy to contact if you have cataracts, if you want LASIK, any eye issues at all. Contact Dr. Quantum Vision Family, 1-855-260-EYES. Charlie Marlowe joining us on the other side of this timeout. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box.